So, okay. I realize I'm starting every episode with so. I don't know. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but there it is. It just seems like a nice way to segue into an episode. So, how you doing, everybody? It's post exercise, as you can probably imagine. I just realized something too. I have to record on Friday two episodes of Dog Days because I'm leaving for an overnight trip. I'm going to be in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, talking about with Pip, talking about mysteries, talking about how we work together, and talking about the process in writing. And I learned a really, really good lesson from Black Mirror this morning. So yeah, I'm still watching Black Mirror. Kian McManan said that it is unbingeable, and I would agree. I think you can probably do two episodes of Black Mirror, and then if you try to binge anything beyond three, you're gonna pull a muscle in your brain. That's a very, very heavy show. And I saw the episode San Junipero, I believe it's what it's called, San Junipero. I mean, when I mentioned that I was watching Black Mirror, everybody and that I was starting with season three, everybody was raving about it. In particular, this episode. And for the first half of it, I was disappointed because I felt like I was figuring everything out straight away. I mean, and maybe it was the tone of Black Mirror because I know it talks about technology and things like that. But I'm not going to give any spoilers away. But you could tell from the dialogue, and you could tell how perfect everything was that. That it was what it was, right? But then about 40 minutes in, and it's an hour-long show, and about 40 minutes in, I mean, they tipped their hand about 30, 35 minutes in, and then at minute marker 40, that's when the hook happened. That's when I was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing here. And I think that's a really important lesson to walk away from this and from a book that I absolutely adore. And I've been meaning to read it again, but I think instead I want to hear Will Wheaton's read of it on Audible. It's called Red Shirts and it's by John Scalzi. This is the book that I described to people as, this book is so funny, I want to punch John Scalzi in the throat. I mean, it's that good. It's a giant love letter to Star Trek, if you will. And the thing that I was really impressed with, and I feel like it's something that creeps into my own writing, but I always want to find where that line is and then pull it back. It's going overly meta and overly nostalgic. I think nostalgia has a place, and meta nods have a place in fiction. I'm a sucker for it. I mean, I love it when you get references to other superheroes and other fictional characters in works, you know, that are all tied in the same universe somehow. However, I think that nostalgia factor and that meta factor can really affect the work. It can date the work, and it can also make the work unreadable. And what I like about both Red Shirts and San Junipero on Black Mirror is that they push it right up in that line, and they even sometimes go over that line, but then they pull it back. And again, I'm not going to give away the spoiler for San Junipero. I'm not going to give away the hook for Red Shirts. I will tell you right now, if you haven't read Red Shirts, you should. It's a delightful read. And what I liked about John Scalzi's approach to it was that he poked fun not just at Star Trek, but at himself and at the science fiction genre on a whole. And it never felt forced. everything felt organic and everything felt, everything just felt seamless. And I don't know if I could say that about San Junipero or not. Cause I was suspicious from the get go. And I felt like I was calling a lot of different things. I still found it to be, a very charming episode. And once the hook kicked in, it then felt like an episode of Black Mirror. But all the fears that I had with Red Shirts, Black Mirror, that episode of Black Mirror carried until the hook came up. And I think what writers have to find is their original story within the nostalgia, their original story within within the meta. If you don't do that, then it just becomes fan service from beginning to end. And I think there is a place for fan service, and I also think there's a danger in indulging in fan service. Your fans should, whether you have fans of 20 or fans of 20,000, your fans should never be taken for granted. They're intelligent readers. They're intelligent people, and they are more than ready to either come with you on the ride or pass if you decide to phone it in. And so if you're doing pop culture references in your works, if you're doing a nostalgic look back, and you know, I think that was my other problem with the first 30 minutes of Black Mirror. I'm trying to figure out where the nostalgia for the 80s is coming from, because yeah, it was fun. I don't remember being that much fun though. I do remember the fashions being pretty ridiculous. I mean, even then I thought it was pretty ridiculous. Now this is coming from the guy who had his, in high school, I had my Miami Vice Fridays, where I either came to school dressed, in a fashion that was suited for Tubbs or a fashion that was suited for Crockett. That is no shit. I did that. Am I proud of it? Yeah, I am. I am proud of it because I pulled off. I'm maybe not the Tubbs look, but the Sonny Crockett look, the blazer with the peach and the matching white pants with the blazer. I rocked that look. I did. I rocked that look. Granted, I look at pictures of me in that now and I cringe. But hey, it was the 80s. But am I that nostalgia about it? I also remember there was a lot of bad stuff in the 80s. I mean, the cocaine was pretty ridiculous, and not that I indulged, but no, the cocaine was pretty ridiculous. And I also remember the music. All right, when the 80s music was good, it was really good. The majority of 80s music, though, is pretty rough around the edges. That being said, the soundtrack to Atomic Blonde is astounding, and that's some of the best 80s music I think you're going to find. Okay. Thing is, the hook. You want to find the hook in your work. Look for the hook. And when you find it, that's your story. Just don't get lost in nostalgia and don't get lost in the meta. You want to remember that people, it's like people who are on Twitter and all they do is retweet other people. People follow you not for the wisdom of others, but for your wisdom. So trust yourself and trust your storytelling tactics. Yeah. Happy hump day, everybody. And welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.